Flamencos y Aficionados. I'm your host, Cristina de Sacramento, and you are listening to Poquito y Bueno, a short and sweet half hour of flamenco music, flamenco news, and flamenco interviews. All of this brought to you by Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, broadcasting from 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and 106.7 FM in St. Paul, Minnesota, USA, and streaming to you on the World Wide Web. That's KFAI, Radio Sin Fronteras. Later on today's show, we're going to be talking with Melinda Hedgecorth, who was in town in August from Sevilla as a guest teacher at Onda Flamenco. But musically, I think it might just become Tangos Month here at Poquito y Bueno. I am definitely on a tangos jag. This is our third straight week of tangos, and all the tangos on this show are super slow, so that you can practice the tangos remates that those of you who took workshops with Antonio Arrebola learned this last weekend. Our opening tangos, the one you just heard, was from a CD called Canto, meaning I Sing, with singer El Pele and guitarist Vicente Amigo. Coming up, we're going to do a three-pack of tangos. We're going to start with David Lagos, with a Tangos de la Arena, followed by Sonia Miranda, who's going to be singing very hypnotic tangos. By the way, this CD of Sonia's was a gift from Chicago cantaora La Tormenta, known to non-flamencos as Debbie Storms. Thank you, Debbie. And the final tangos will be Manolo Paradas singing a tangos with García Lorca lyrics. Now, does anybody out there know if this is a tangos de Granada? Of course, it would make perfect sense, Lorca being from Granada, but it doesn't match any of the lyrics or melodies that I have for tangos de Granada. So if you know, let me know. And now, enjoy listening to this tangos, but dancers, I want you to see while you're listening if you can figure out where to put those remates of Antonio Arrebola, even if you can't do them yet.
Ninguna sangre torera.
David Lagos.
Por la vena le corría. Pobre. Marima se paró, templó, mandó, pudo la muerte la vía y ahora es pamo y es orgullo de tu vida la torería. Ay, torería. Ay, thank you. san poeto. Hay cinta de amor la guitarra, celo de amor la clavía, las cuerdas y lazos de rabia, llegó contraria y la del amor. La de la muerte, la de la vida.
Thank you. conocí. Que el viento cambie de rumbo y me venga a buscar. Yo no quiero ni pensar que el viento cambie de rumbo y me venga a buscar. Que tú me vengas, primo mío, a buscar. Conocí.
Es que yo quiero saber, flamenco, si tú me querías quedarme con los ojos señal, ya lo vi tan tan día,
lo vi tan tan día.
Es que yo quiero saber, flamenco, si tú me querías quedarme con los ojos señal, ya lo vi tan tan día,
lo vi tan tan día.
Manolo Parada with the García Lorca tangos. Tangos de Granada? We don't know.
Fue la noche de Santiago y casi por compromiso se apagaron los faroles y se encendieron los grillos. En su última esquina toqué su pecho dormido y se me abrieron de pronto como ramo de jacinto. El almidón de su enagua que me sonaba en el oído, me sonaba en el oído como una pieza de seda rada por cien cuchillos. Ni nardo ni caracola tienen el cutis tan fino, ni los cristales con luna relumbran con tanto brillo. Aquella noche corrí y el mejor de los caminos, montado en potras de nácar, sin brida y sin estribo. Me porté como quien soy, como un gitano legítimo. Le regaló un costurero grande de raso paíso. Y no quise enamorarme porque teniendo marido me dijo que era mozuela cuando la llevaba al río. Me dijo que era mozuela cuando la llevaba al río.
Well, up next, our conversation with Melinda Hedgecorth back in August of this year, after she taught a workshop at Onda Flamenco. Melinda is originally from Kansas City, and she definitely has that Midwestern simpatico. She's been living and studying in Sevilla for quite some time, as was evident in her style of dancing. She came to town to visit an old friend, and while she was here, we were lucky enough to have her do a few days of workshops. And Melinda announced to us over this conversation that we had, and I say this because there were a group of us in the Nuevo Rodeo restaurant eating and talking and making this interview. And she announced that she is engaged to a Spaniard. So perhaps she's going to trade in Hedgecorth, a name that I'm sure she loves, for something a bit more flamenca. So here we are at El Nuevo Rodeo restaurant in Minneapolis, Minnesota, with dancer teacher Melinda Hedgecorth, who has just finished teaching a three-day workshop at Onda Flamenco. She's here, I'm here, Maria Luisa is here, and Laisa as well. And Maria Luisa started the interview before we could get the tape going, so I'm going to have her start it again. So you said to Melinda.
I said, when did you start taking flamenco?
I started flamenco at university. I have a degree in fine arts and dance. But from the time I was little, I'd wanted to be a ballet dancer. But my body is not the right kind of flexibility or open hips needed to become a ballet dancer, and it just doesn't work for me. So I fought against that for a long time. It was really sad for me to realize that wasn't going to be my future. But I went ahead and got a dance major. So I was studying ballet, and I was just starting to study contemporary dance or modern dance, however you prefer to call it, mm-hmm. which I'd actually done very little of before university. And then I had a teacher there, Tamara. At that time, it was Tamara McIntosh. Now it's Tamara Carson. Mm-hmm. And she was supposed to teach us character dancing. But Tamara loves flamenco, so in the end, most of the character dancing classes turned into flamenco classes. And at first, I really didn't like it, because it was at 9 o'clock in the morning. That's I was at university. I was drinking a lot. And the first thing we would do is play castanets at 9 o'clock in the morning. And I remember I was always like, oh, do I really have to do this? You know, it's a two-year requirement to take the class. So the whole first year, I just kind of got through it. But Tamara was wonderful. And then the second year, she started showing a little bit of interest in me, and she showed us a video towards the end of the second year, right? For like 2 years, I wasn't very excited about it. And she shows us this old Sevillanas video of just these old people, like with like teeth missing mm-hmm. and things, just mm-hmm. doing Sevillanas in a very folksy, relaxed kind of style. And after I saw the video, I was like, that was amazing. I really loved that. And I don't feel like that's anything like what we do in class. So she was so kind to me. Since I was still in university and didn't have very much money, she invited me to come to her adult class free of charge. Oh. And there I found a lot more, it was more flamenco, the uh-huh. style that she taught, and less formal. And then I really started to dance with her and with her students and to understand a little bit more of what it really was.
So how long did you dance in America before you ended up going to Spain?
I stayed with Tamara until the end of university and maybe one more year longer. So around, let's see, 1998, I moved to Seattle. Mm-hmm. And then I took some classes in Seattle.
Who did you study with in Seattle?
Originally with Rubina Carmona.
Uh-huh.
And then with Ana Montes.
Mm-hmm.
For about probably 2 years in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Spain for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And after I went to Spain for the first time, I never took lessons in Seattle again, because it was just, I mean, it was just like a light bulb went off.
Mm-hmm.
And the kinds of things I was learning in Spain, I didn't feel like I was able to get from my classes. And so what I would do is I would go there once a year and stay between 1 and 3 months and study. And I was kind of crazy, and I would go to Madrid originally, and then I would take like 5 classes a day plus an hour to practice.
Mm-hmm.
Every day that I was there for 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
And like kill myself, not spend money on anything that wasn't flamenco. We would eat vegetable sandwiches because those were the cheapest ones you could buy.
Mm-hmm.
For dinner, and then for lunch we would buy like fruit and random things at the grocery store to tide us over.
Mm-hmm. You were there with other women? You ended up hooking up with them when you got there? Or?
My very first time that I went, and my Spanish was really bad the first time I went. I didn't understand hardly anything anyone was trying to say to me. And I met another girl who was in a similar situation. I tried to speak Spanish to her, and then she was like, "Where are you from?" And I was like, "Okay, you speak English too." She was originally from South Africa, living in London. And it was her first time in Spain, too. So we became good friends and would help each other practice and get excited about the shows and do things together. Yeah, and she's still my good friend today.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
But then what did you do? Then you'd be there 3 months, then you'd come back for 9 months, work long enough
and
to get
practice
the money to go back.
All the stuff I learned,
mm-hmm,
by myself,
mm-hmm,
constantly in the studio. It got,
mm-hmm,
to the point to where you talked about La Truco and how you,
mm-hmm,
also took lessons. You know how she does the beginning warm-up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because it would be like 9 months before I would be back,
right,
again, you know, and she wouldn't remember me.
Right.
So I'd be in the class and I'd do the warm-up, and I remember one day she turned to the class, it was my first day back in Madrid, and she turned to the class and she was like, "How is it that this girl who just arrived knows the warm-up and you who have been with me for months and months still cannot do it correctly?" You know? And I was like, well,
I've been,
you know,
doing it
I was
every
like,
day
excuse
for nine
me.
Months.
Yeah, I was like, I worked really hard on it to be able to do it. Like, this isn't my first time in class by any means, you know.
So then when did you start going to the south of Spain?
Well, you're going to have to wait for the answer to that next week. So there is a one-night-only must-see flamenco performance, and that's going to be Saturday, November 9th, and it is at the Ritz Theater in Northeast Minneapolis. Powerful and charismatic dancer Antonio Arrebola will be in town, joining Susana Di Palma, Deborah Elias, and Colette Ilarde on stage. And singer Vicente Griego brings his rich and generous voice back to town, and guitar wizard Truscales will be playing for all of this. And I promise you that this will be an absolutely unforgettable flamenco memory that will last forever in your heart. So do not miss it. Go to zarango.org for more details, or simply call the Ritz Theater. Don't have the number committed to memory, so you're going to have to look it up on your smartphone or on your computer. And if you book your tickets over the phone, you don't have to pay the carrying charge that you pay if you book them online. Well, Cuban pianist Bebo and flamenco singer Diego Sigala decided to collaborate on what became a Grammy Award-winning CD, which was called simply Bebo y Sigala. We are going to close today with a tangos from this CD, a Latin take on a Spanish favorite 20 años, which I think I last played you as sung by Maite Martin. So here is 20 años, and don't wait 20 años to join us again. Here, click next week on Poquito y Bueno for more of Melinda, very possibly more tangos. All of this brought to you by yours truly, Cristina de Sacramento, and KFAI, Radio Sin Fronteras.
¿Qué te importa que te ame?
Isn't it beautiful?
Si tú no me quieres ya, el amor que ya ha pasado no se puede recordar. Fui la ilusión de tu vida, un día le amo ya. Hoy represento el pasado, no me puedo conformar. Si la cosa que uno quiere se pudiera alcanzar, si me quisiera lo mismo que 20 años atrás. Con qué tristeza miramos un amor que se nos va. Es un pedazo del alma que se arranca sin piedad. Que te ame si tú no me quieres ya. El amor que ya ha pasado no se debe recordar. Fui la ilusión de tu vida, un día le amo ya. Hoy represento un pasado, no me puedo conformado. Si la cosa que uno quiere se pudiera alcanzar, si me quisiera lo mismo que 20 años atrás. Con qué tristeza miramos un amor que se nos va. Es un pedazo del alma que se arranca sin piedad. Un pedazo del alma que se arranca sin piedad.